Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners ready to rewrite the rules and create a business and life you truly love. I'm Libby Langley, your host, business coach, Amazon bestselling author, and expert in helping you work less, earn more, and enjoy the journey. Each week, I share straight talking strategies and honest insights to help you simplify, grow, and find more joy in your business. Here's this week's episode. Hello, Life in Business with Libby Langley. Here I am again in your ears, sharing with you some ugly truths about business coaching. Yeah, and also why you might not need a coach at all. So I've been a business coach for years, and I'll be absolutely honest with you, there's a lot of absolute rubbish out there. I've been a business coach for 13 and a half years. And I guess in my job before that, I kind of did some of it, but certainly I've been doing this for a long time, right? And I've seen trends come and go, and I've seen people come and go, and I've seen people appear out of the woodwork and be experts and, you know, make their millions very quickly. There's a lot of unethical folks out there. And there's a lot of people who are money focused rather than support focused, which I don't think really is what coaching should be about. So there's the thing that really I kind of dislike the most about the coaching industry is coaches who push this one size fits all solution. You know, follow my proven formula. That's not coaching. That's teaching, right? There's a difference. And the people who sell the unrealistic dreams, copy my blueprint and how I have $50,000 weeks. It's like, it's not the same baseline. And just because one thing worked for one person doesn't mean that it's going to work for you. You know, there's so many factors. And I think there's a lot of inauthenticity about that. And snake oil, obvs. The coaching industry is one of the best places for finding a snake oil salesperson, for sure. Yeah, so there's a lot about unrealistic dreams. And there are a lot of coaches, and I'm doing coaches, out there who will make you feel like you're the problem. And I have to say, that's one of the biggies for me. I had an experience where definitely everybody in that coaching program was made to feel like they were the problem. And there was a lot of time spent on how they could be fixed and what inner work they needed to do. And it's like, nah, mate. sometimes things are just hard. And having someone telling you that you're the problem ain't going to make anything better. Yeah. And very expensive as well. There's a lot of really high level stuff that shouldn't be high level. Absolutely. And again, bought into half of it. So I'm qualified from my experience as a business coach and longevity as a business coach. And also my own decisions in buying into some of this stuff. So I come from both sides of the argument. But it is an industry. You know, the question is kind of, is it going to eat itself at some point? And I don't know, my husband's very cynical about it all, which always makes me laugh, but he works in a very corporate world. So kind of doesn't understand our world, but certainly not the world of solo self-employed people. But he says that the whole industry just exists to support itself. You know, coaches have coaches who have coaches who have coaches. And he's right. So there is a lot. I have a healthy dose of cynicism about the whole industry. And I think there's a lot of danger and a lot of toxicity there. And that's really what this episode is about, is, you know, it's hopefully to support you to make good decisions about who you choose to work with and what support you actually need, right? Because social media is great at telling us all the things that we're not doing and pointing out all our flaws and how much of a failure we are and all of these things. And it's easy to believe that stuff. You know, when a lot of marketing is done on pain points, yeah, you've probably got all the pain points. It's how you read the words, right, or listen to the words. Yeah, and that's a dangerous place to be, really, I think. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to break down the ugly truth about business coaching, tell you how to spot the fluff, the red flags, and help you work out whether you actually need a coach at all, and if you do, what kind of coach is good for you. I would imagine that I'm going to say some things that might ruffle a few feathers, but it needs to be said. You might be a coach who's listening to this, right? I'm a coach, obviously, so you know this is my world that I'm talking about. But I think this stuff needs to be said, and I try to position myself as completely honest about what I do, about the industry, about what you actually need. And half the stuff, this is true of me too, but half the stuff I've bought, you've never needed it. You know, the programs, the this, that, you've never needed it. You really just need someone to talk to, you know, and that's the honest truth about all of this stuff. So this is why I think a lot of this needs to be said. Not everyone needs a business coach, okay? Not everybody needs to be part of a high-ticket program. Absolutely not. I would go as far to say, really, I think that some business coaches are actually setting you up to fail because the proven formula, like I say, it's coming from a different standpoint. My exact process, you know, all this stuff, you will have seen it. You will have seen it and you're like, oh my God, they did that in 5 hours a week. They get 100 grand months in 5 hours a week. Wow, yeah, I want that. But, I mean, A, they might be lying, right? Which is absolutely a high possibility that they might be lying. Or just reporting turnover, which doesn't say anything about any of the costs that it's taken them to get to that level of turnover. You know, the Lambo they're driving will be leased. I'm damn sure of it. The place in Dubai where they work from sometimes, it's just a holiday apartment. You know, all of these things. You know, you're being kind of set up to fail, really. It's the sales that matter to them, not the result and not what people want. And I think if you've ever felt like coaching was a waste of money or that you weren't doing it right, that's, you know, you can always get something out of everything that you invest in, right? There will be one sentence that's useful, or you will think, I'm never doing it like this myself, so that you can always take something. That's really important to say. You can always take something from anything that you invest in. But if you're left feeling that you're not doing it right, then something ain't right. And you're not alone in that. So today I'm going to be talking about the ugly truth about business coaching, why so many programs don't work, and how to know if a coach is actually worth it for you. So what is a business coach? And what isn't a business coach? There's lots of kind of different titles out there, really. There's a coach, mentor, consultant, strategist. And they can all be kind of, in their broadest terms, they can all sort of describe the same thing. I would say I've been all of them at some point. But a coach, you know, really what a coach is, well, let me tell you about the other ones first. A mentor is someone who listens and guides. Really, that's what a mentor is. A consultant is someone who will do the job, might also guide and support and guide, but will do the stuff. And a strategist is the one who thinks about the actions, plans the actions, might also be a mentor, might also do some coaching too, but kind of plans the actions. And a coach is the one who gets the best out of you. That's how I always think about them. And I say that I tick a lot of the boxes because I've done a lot of these things, but I call myself a coach now because really what I do is I listen. And then I advise and or teach and or put it back to you. And so you come up with the solutions. So it's kind of what I'm not as a consultant. I'm not going to do it for you. You can do it yourself. So there is a lot of overlap between them. And that depends absolutely on the person, right? But if someone is calling themselves a coach and they're selling you a do-it-yourself program, they're not a coach, right? They're a teacher. And there is a place for that, for sure. But that's, you know, that there has to be some sort of interaction there. And in order to get the best out of you, you know, like a therapist, really, there's a lot of similarities there. And someone who said to me several times that I'm part coach, part therapist, because there's a lot of that, I think, there's a lot of that in good coaching, the relationship, the interaction, the getting the best out of people, the hearing what they say and reflecting it back on them in a slightly different way, you know, noticing the words that people say and the nuances that people say and actually uncovering what's really going on. I think that's what makes a good coach. And I'm all right to put myself in that category. I believe that I'm a good coach. So a good coach doesn't tell you specifically what to do. We all have our own learned experience and our own taught experience, right? You know, I've got an MBA, so I've got a lot of the kind of strategy stuff there. And that's from quite, that's a real strategic standpoint coming from that. I'm a qualified tutor, so I can do a lot of teaching. You know, so there's a lot of knowledge there in different styles and ways that things can come across. But a good coach won't just automatically say, oh, this is how you do it. This is what you need to do. It will be, what do you need to do? What do you want to do? Finding out the, you know, what you want from life, what you want to achieve, what your goals, what your ambitions are, and then allow you to develop your own strategy. And if there are things of, right, oh, this is how you, okay, so you want to do email marketing, this is the software I use. Like me, for example, I use Kit, ConvertKit. And so I can teach people how to use that specifically if they ask me if it's relevant within the strategy. But I'm not leading with that because I'm not an email marketing teacher. Yeah. So there's a difference there, and it depends what you need. So there's people like me who know an awful lot about an awful lot of things in business and isn't necessarily a specialist in lots of areas. You know, you can, if you work with me, there's lots of things that we can talk about in the whole business spectrum. But other people will be really specialists. But I think a business coach has to have a level of broad experience in order to be able to respond to people. But some will be very specialist in their own areas or their own niches or their own industries. And that's cool. But they won't just teach you by rote, right? Because that's not a coach. That's very, very different. So if someone is selling their proven strategy and it's a DIY thing, that's not coaching, that's teaching, right? So don't confuse the two, okay? And the thing, yeah, I would say the thing about business coaching is that it's not just for struggling businesses. Because we often think, oh God, I need someone to help me. Oh God, I need someone to help me. Yeah, true, maybe, to pull you up when you're down or to help unpick why things aren't as easy as they used to be. You know, all of that is absolutely valid, and I do a lot of that work with my clients. But there are also coaches who specialise in the next stage of growth, you know, taking you from 1 million to 5 million, that kind of thing. There are specialists when for the good times as well as the, what the fuck am I doing times. I'm definitely on the hook. What the fuck am I doing times? That's what I really like working with people on is taking a muddle, some confusion, and making it into happiness and joy. That's what I really like doing. So there's lots of variations there, but it's not just someone who'll teach you stuff. That's not a coach. Okay. So just be mindful of that. And the language, you know, it's whatever you want to call yourself, to be honest. But I'm saying this to help you have a little bit more discernment over who and what you might choose. And if you want to learn how to make reels, fine, buy a making reels course. But the person selling it isn't the coach. They're a teacher who will teach you how to make reels. So that's the differentiation, right? And really, really important that you know that, because if you've bought something that's a load of rubbish, it's like you haven't experienced real coaching. And if you've bought into a high ticket program where you've been made to feel the problem, also really bad experience with coaching, but I would argue that they're not a proper coach, because a proper coach and a proper ethical coach would never, ever, ever do that. Okay. So don't let past experience entirely colour your judgment. Either way, because if you've had bad experiences, not all experiences will be bad. You know, my Confidence to Grow clients, they love it in there. You know, they have a really safe space to be able to share what's going on for them. They get my support. Sometimes I'm able to guide them in a direction. Sometimes I can't. Sometimes somebody else has better experience than me in that field. But there's always the listening space. And this is what matters, the listening and then the feeling like you're able to move forward. That's the beauty of it. Right? That's the absolute, the flexibility and the adaptability of it. So I'll give you some signs that can help you decide if you think you want some business coaching, if you're ready for a business coach, any business coach. So if you feel stuck, if you feel overwhelmed, if you feel a little bit unsure about what to focus on next, that's great to have someone to be able to talk to about that, right? That's because, oh my God, you get so stuck in your own head. I mean, it's terrible. On days when I'm in my own head, God help everybody, especially me, it's so hard to see the world objectively and what's actually going on objectively. Really, really difficult. And so many of us work from home on our own now that objectivity is, it goes out the window along with like wearing proper shoes and, you know, all those things, brushing your hair, all those things that don't happen quite as much perhaps as if you're going to work. And that's really, really tough. And that's a great reason to have a business coach, one-to-one or part of a community, part of a group, where you can just be with other people and know that you're not alone in the way that you feel. That alone is a great reason to work with someone, yeah? Because that's going to help you move forward for sure. Another reason is if you're doing all the things, but you're not seeing growth or the income that you want, there's some kind of disconnect there, right? There's some kind of disconnect. And it might be that you're just chucking out a ton of stuff, not irrelevant marketing, but not really on, not really the message that you want to put out marketing. You're just doing more. You know, you're adding this in and that in and you're confused. So everybody else is confused. As we all know, a confused person never buys. So having a coach there to say, right, hang on a minute. What do you want to focus on? Right, this is how you can achieve that. And then bringing in some of the elements that you've already created, right? It's seeing things in a different perspective, from a different perspective. That's what a really good coach will be able to do for you. And this outside perspective is so important because I care enormously about my clients. And I really want them to be happy. That's success. That's success for me. That's when we've achieved it, right? The happiness is the end goal here. Could mean more money, could mean working fewer hours, could mean a combination of all those. Could mean scrapping the business and getting a job, could mean giving up the job and growing the business, could mean all sorts of things, right? But it's about happiness and balance and joy in life. That's the transformation that I give people. But the outside perspective is so important in that, to stop your overthinking and to get clarity, because so many of us are neurodivergent or have neurodivergent brains, you know, and maybe undiagnosed, but the shiny object that, oh, I can do this, I can add this in, I can do that. And it's like, stop with all the things. Not all ideas have to be actioned. And having someone who is holding this space for you and is able to say that, and you go, oh, yeah, thanks, I'm going to stop doing all of those things and just focus on this thing that I know is going to get me where I want to go. That's very, very helpful, right? It's different to accountability. It's about keeping you on track. And accountability is also a great reason to have a coach too. Accountability is the kind of the getting the shit done. You said you were going to do this, you haven't done it. It's different to the outside perspective and kind of reining things in. It's keeping you on track and then supporting you to actually achieve the things that you want to achieve. Because some people are rubbish at that. You know, I have days where I'm like, I do not know what I have achieved today, but here are all the things that I wanted to do. How many have I done? None. but Married at First Sight is on, and so I've watched that instead. You know, everybody has days like that. And that's okay. That's okay to have days like that. But it's when those days, that day becomes days, becomes weeks, and you haven't achieved anything. And having a coach, working one-to-one with a coach or working in a community, a program with a coach will help you stop, will help minimize that. And the really big one for me is that you might be making money, but your business doesn't feel as fun or as easy as you'd like it to be. That's rubbish, you know, that's the stuff that needs to be changed, because the money isn't everything. If you're not happy, it's all a bit pointless. Go get a job and be miserable in it, I say, and then you'll get your pension contributions paid, if nothing else. So let me tell you when it's not a good fit, right, having a coach, and you need something else, perhaps. But if you're looking for someone to fix your business for you, not a coach that you want. Coaching's about guidance, not outsourcing. Then you need to, you know, you need to get a VA, you need to get a consultant, you need to get a specialist. If something needs fixing, then a specific thing needs fixing, that's not coaching, okay? And if you're not ready to take action, and I don't say that in a hard way, you know, maybe taking action is the wrong language there, but if you're not ready to, like, make a change, or do things differently, then coaching really only works when you're willing to implement the insights. So like with my clients, they're pretty good. They're pretty, if any of you are listening, you guys are pretty good at doing the stuff. And actually it's staggering what doing one, having the conversation, right, in the shared space. So me being there as the facilitator and also the accountability ass kicker, you know, whichever hat I'm wearing, but also the accountability of the power of the group. So being in the group and talking things through and other people have heard it, that's a real motivator for getting things done. And doing one thing will often lead to another thing. And I'm just like, whoa, look at what's changed for you in a week. And it's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And I know for a fact that people wouldn't do that without the support of me in the group. So I'm really proud of everybody in my Confidence to Grow coaching space, because they're making the life and business that they want. And that's, you know, that's what coaching allows, facilitates, right? And if you expect instant results, I always say on probably every coaching call that we have, and we have two a week in Confidence to Grow, yeah, this isn't going to be fixed by the weekend. And everyone's like, oh, no, God. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm really sorry. But real change does take commitment and it does take consistency. And so this is another reason why the people who are promising, I do this in 30 days. And it's like, no, it ain't going to work. It's not. Life doesn't work like that. Some things work like that. But for most people, if you like what you're doing and you just want it to be better and you just want to be a bit happier and you want to make a bit more money, right, which is what most people want, the quick fix thing, it's about small changes. It's about little implementations. And that's what makes the difference. Real change here, not just some kind of quick fix nonsense, right? So if you're looking for a business coach, and if you think you've listened to this today and you think, oh yeah, don't need one, or I'm all right, I'm good, this is fine, this podcast's enough, maybe I'll read Libby's book too, but this is enough. But if you think, do you know what, actually I could do with working for someone, I would say find someone whose approach aligns with your values and your business model, right? If you are a product-based business of £1 million, I'm not the person for you, but there will be someone for you, right? Find the person that aligns with your business model and really aligns with your values, okay? Recognize the difference, and hopefully today I've given you some tools to be able to do this. Recognize the difference between the kind of fluffy rah-rah coaching and real practical guidance. How much contact do you actually have with that person? Or do they farm you off to a team? Or is it actually just a Facebook group that you're paying for? Do you need Zoom calls where you talk to people? Find out the information, right? And any coach worth their salt will take time to chat to you in the DMs or have a Zoom call or something to give you this information, right? It's really important that you have that information. definitely avoid these kind of cookie cutter, follow my proven formula people and the one size fits all strategies. That's not proper coaching. They can teach you something maybe, but that's not proper coaching and possibly not what you need. Certainly not what you need if you're looking for a coach. And, you know, look for some testimonials on there. Google them, see what comes up. And if they have a podcast, listen to their podcast, get to know their voice, see them speak at an event, you know, kind of get to know the person, but never be afraid to contact them and ask the questions. Because if they are, they act with integrity and they genuinely want to support you, they will take the time to talk to you. That's really so important. So you can do that with me. If you're intrigued, interested, just send me a DM. You don't have to book a Zoom call. Just send me a DM and, you know, we can chat in the DMs. It can be as low-fi or high-fi as you want it to be, right? The important thing is that you get your questions answered. So I hope that today really it's helped you, because there's so much that's wrong in the coaching industry. And today my intention has been to try and set that some of that right for you, and yeah, stop you falling foul of any of the bullshit. Let me know. I would love to know. And if you've ever worked with a coach before and had a good or bad experience, tell me. Let me know. Send me a message on Instagram. I'm at Libby Langley. Libby Langley on LinkedIn, or you can find my email. Yeah, just connect with me and let's have a chat. All right. Lots of love. Don't be ripped off. Don't be conned. Be strong. Get what you need. Ask the right questions. I'll see you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.